Blog Talk Radio.
This is Fresh Fridays on Next to Blow Radio with yours truly, L-I-L to the O-N-E, straight out the STP. That is St. Paul. For all of y'all that are not from Minnesota, you know what I'm saying? Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to this week's installment of Fresh Fridays. You know what I'm saying? We about to get it in. Definitely about to get it in. I got a couple live interviews tonight. Mr. Swagnificent Sims himself coming out of St. Paul, Minnesota. He will be on here live, and I'll be asking him a couple questions about LGII and what their plans are for 2013. And we also have Peanut the Artist coming out of Burnsville, Minnesota. He's going to be on here live with me, L-I-L to the O-N-E, you know what I'm saying? We get it in every Friday. We can't help it. That's just how we do. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can find me, www.facebook.com/LILONESTP, or y'all can follow me on Twitter, @TeamLil1. You know how we get it done. I'm trying to find my damn cigarettes up in here, trying to get all comfortable while I got this 2 hours of y'all time. You know, on this lovely Friday, y'all probably getting ready to go out. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting ready to go to sleep because I work in the morning. But for those of y'all that don't, you know, we about to keep it cracking. We about to keep it crunk in here. So with that said, right now I'm waiting for Mr. Swag and them to call in so that they can do their thing. I need to find my lighter. I think I left it in my roommate's room. Yep, I did. And we're going to get this show on the road. Looks like we got a couple callers calling in here, so I'm going to take a couple calls, see how everybody is doing on this fabulous Friday night. You know, it is 2013 in this bitch. So let's see who we got here. It's looking like 510-302. You are live on Fresh Fridays Next to Blow Radio with Lil One. Who is this and where you from?
What it do? It's the boy, Dope Ass Music. No S's, no C's, Mr. Googleable. Team No Filter West Coast Bay Area Stand Up, aka Mr. Bingy Bitches. What it do, Team Lil One?
What up, Dope Ass Music? Any of y'all that don't know who this boy is, he stayed faithfully calling in. He stayed faithfully promoting himself. He is the man with no S's and no, what is it, no S's and no what?
No C's, baby. Mr.
No S's and no C's. Mr. Googleable himself. Dope Ass Music. Man, what you got going on tonight?
Hey, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm about to get suited and booted. You know what I'm saying? Go spend the night on the town, and then I'm flying out to Dallas, Texas tomorrow. Go hang out with some people. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my man, Steady J.
Well, damn, can I get a ride to Texas, too? Shit, it's cold up in Minnesota, boy.
Hey, look, it's going to be cold in Texas, too. It's cold in California right now. It's a frigid 50 degrees out here, just frigid.
Look, hey, I'll take your 50 and I'll raise you 20 degrees.
Woo! Nah, black people, we ain't made for that. You know what I'm saying?
I know, that's why Nino's always be talking about moving back to the Rock and stuff. He's like, I can't handle this shit.
You know what I'm saying? Nino's ain't going to move. You know what I'm saying? He likes the white girl.
You know, Angel got him held down out here. They doing their thing. Congratulations to them again, by the way. They are pregnant right now, about to have a soda-free baby in this motherfucker, so you know it's going down. Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what the fuck it is. And shout out to Team Little One, you know what I'm saying? Let them know about your accolades that you got going on right now, man.
Okay, yeah, y'all. I got, I didn't really want to brag about myself, but, you know, since Dope Ass Music asked me, I got to answer the nigga. So I got some things going on. I got a music video dropping soon to my Make It Nasty remix, originally performed by Tiger. You know, I had to bring that song back. I got 4 nominations for the Twin City Urban Music Awards this year. Thank God. Thank the Lord. You know what I'm saying? I'm up for Best Female R&B Artist of the Year, Twin Cities Most Slept On, Twin Cities Next to Blow, and Boo You Lame is up for Song of the Year. That features me, Nino's G, and Chantel Wynn. So make sure y'all go on to TwinCityUrbanMusicAwards.com and y'all making your vote for that. And Dope Ass Music, tell them one more time where they can find you at, because I don't think they heard you.
Man, I am Mr. Google. That means I'm Googleable. If you cannot spell Dope Ass Music without any S's or C's, because you're remedial, that is DOPEAZZMUZIK.
Yeah, just like that. No spaces, no nothing. Dope ass music.
No, I mean, trademark, branded. And you know what I'm saying? Since I'm on my way out to the town, you know what I'm saying? If you go ahead and write this down and you're going to slap that on Broadway for me, because I'm about to be on Broadway tonight.
That's by you?
That's by me.
I'm trying to find it right now. I'm already under all your stuff. It looks like we got The Massacre, on Broadway, there it is. I'm about to play that right now. Matter of fact, introduce that for me.
Hey, this is me and my man, Buzz Bazaar. You're saying Town Business, Open California. This is, if you remember the original, you're going to remember this one, and it's going to take you back. So roll up, light up, pour it in your cup. Let's go. On Broadway.
All right, y'all. Dope ass music, let's get it.
Walked out the door, it's a 3:45. Nigga got 3 bucks, I gotta buy me some more. Hit the liquor store, swing 98, gotta take a detour. Bucks rolling too, hit me on the phone. Seen him on the block, what it do? Fresh to death, thought you knew. Red cups full of that white, through to get him right. Slapping that music, hitting hella hard. 14 Boulevard, busted eardrums, hatchbacks, and glass packs. Lean back, gangsta leading, you bet. Nope. That day just beginning, all the raw wheels spinning. Hoes on the strip, pimps up, hoes down. Chony, she winning. This is how we mob in the bay. Pockets full of cash, weekends every day. Lemon juice and Tanqueray, 2 niggas on Broadway. This is how we mob when we roll in the bay. Pockets full of cash on the weekends every day. I drink black, I pack black, I walk with that thing. Lemon juice and Tanqueray, 2 niggas on Broadway. This is how we mob when we roll in the bay. Pocket full of cash on the weekend every day. I drink black, I pack black, I walk with that thing. Straight off of Hennessy, 2 niggas on Broadway. I walk through the dark, I swim with the sharks. If you're marked as a target, you'll be buried in the park. Nah, I don't sell dope, I used to be the middleman. Street absorb blood, sorta like a pillow can. 98 block, die for it never. Unless it's in the line of duty, getting that cheddar. I chase it to the moon, was broke, never going back. I drink a monsoon if it was made out of cognac. Yeah, I'm a drunk nigga, Oakland is the source. You married to the Ave, that's gonna end in divorce. Courtesy of my weapon if you're stepping on my toes. So you better count your blessings or get stressed out on the floor. I'm on Broadway, girl, that's what them bras say. Wanna be in my world, it's money all day. Apparently they judging by the rim and the slack. And that's too long as I'm busting on the arch in the back. This is how we ride when we roll in the bay. Pockets full of cash on the weekend every day. I drink black, I pack black, I walk with that thing. Lemon juice and Tanqueray, 2 niggas on Broadway. This is how we mob when we roll in the back. Pocket full of cash on the weekend every day.
We black, I pack black, I walk with that thing.
Straight off of Hennessy, two niggas on Broadway.
In an hour after dark, pulling up to the park. That crypto kind of like my niggas about to spark.
Weapons off of safety, cause someone's bound to hate me. But I'm kinda like an army, better yet, like the Navy.
Nah, you ain't gotta shoot, I've been waiting for warfare. You ever heard of hell? Yeah, well, I was born there. Of course, I don't give two shits about the crime, cause when I'm involved with anything, somebody dying.
It's always an impossible mission, here's another rendition. Where you cooking in the kitchen, or you messing with these chickens. Stunting is a habit, so you know that I'm an addict. And I'ma let a hater have it, I'm an East Bay savage.
And I'm an East Bay rider, paint red like fire. Head on the freeway, finger up in sight. And no, I don't come fast, so exercise them jaws. Spread them legs open so I can dig up in them drawers.
This is how we vibe when we roll in the bank. Pocket full of cash on the weekends every day.
I drink black, I pack black, I walk with that thing.
Lemon juice and Tanqueray, two niggas on Broadway. This is how we mob when we roll in the bank. Pocket full of cash on the weekends every day.
I drink black, I pack black, I walk with that thing.
Straight off of Hennessy, two niggas on Broadway.
Straight off that Hennessy, two niggas on Broadway. Dope ass music. Shout outs to you. You know what I'm saying? Got me feeling like I'm rolling in a motherfucking Bentley. Also 20s blacked out. You know what I'm saying? On Broadway. Getting it. Yeah. That was dope ass music, Mr. Google Boy himself. You know what I'm saying? Man, my switchboard just lit up. Y'all showing mad love. You know what? Shout outs to 2013 and shout outs to y'all. I see all y'all out here doing your thing. I'm going to take some more calls right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to see if the switchboard going to act right for this installment of Fresh Fridays. You know what I'm saying? Shout outs to Blog Talk Radio. But yeah, I see all y'all on here. I got 612-226. You are now live on Fresh Fridays with Lil One next to Blow Radio. What up?
What's good? It's Flair Salutes from Glow Gang NT.
Glow Gang, what's good?
Shit. Just coming, showing love on next to Blow Radio with Lil One and everybody else.
Yeah. Hey, tell them what Glow Gang on for 2013, though, because I know a lot of people know about y'all, but some people don't.
Yeah, well, shit, you know, as if you don't know, I'm absolute CEO of Glow Gang NT with the artists that can, with that. Are also with Rip City, my co-CEO, and we got T-Wizzle, we got J-Meter, and we got J-Love, and we got our newest and youngest artist, Young Picasso. He just got out, my little cousin and shit, so, you know, we're doing big things. We just dropped our mixtape called It's the Gang, Bitch. You can find it on SoundCloud. That motherfucker been buzzing all over Facebook. You know, we've been getting a lot of love and shit. And, you know, basically this year, I mean, what I'm focusing on for the label is, you know, to do more collaborations with artists all over. You know, put aside the who thinks they better than who and who thinks they whack. You know, that's not what, you know, we need. That shit was, that's been there, done that. Like, motherfuckers always want to be like that. And, you know, Glow Gang T ain't like that. We want to work with everybody. As long as, you know, everybody show the same amount of love to us that we show to them, everything will be all good. And, you know, Glow Gang T also just linked up with Hustle Up, which consists of six labels, which is MMDP, Trendsetter Music. Shout out to my nigga Two Tone. Shout out to Murder SB and the whole MMDP family. Let's see, Showboy Entertainment, which is Big Mo. Shout out to Big Mo. We got, who is it? Timeless Music Group, which is King Rec. Shout out to my little bro. And we also got C-Boss. Shout out to Sippy Zone. You know, it's just, basically, it's just a big, it's a camp, it's a movement, it's a group, you know. A lot of talented artists coming together, you know, showing that, you know, Minnesota has some unity in here. You know, because a lot of people try to sit there and say there's no unity in Minnesota, so we going to make that happen.
Yeah, that definitely sounds dope, man. Most of the people that you named off, I definitely know and are big people in the game right now from Minnesota. So, yeah, definitely Hustle Up sounds like an excellent movement for Minnesota. And like Absolute just said, yeah, there's a lot of talk about we got a lot of animosity in Minnesota and we don't know how to come together. But, man, that's all talk. I want people to notice us in 2013, you know, not for the BS, not for the shit people say on TV or on the radios, talk about we crabs in a bucket. I'll be a crab in a bucket, but I'm going to be the crab that gets out of the bucket, know that.
Right. Real shit. Real shit. And shout out to that nigga that said that shit, too.
Right. Shout out to him. Thanks for making Minnesota a little more famous than we was yesterday.
Right.
You know
what
I'm saying?
Man, you know, we just focusing on, you know, trying to do things better for Minnesota, you know. You know, my thing ain't just to be no CEO, just one label. My whole agenda and, you know, my goal is to, you know, make this an empire, not just, you know, I'm trying to be like the next Def Jam Records, even better. You know, have a whole bunch of artists, you know, talented artists under, you know, one roof. And, you know, we all put in the same amount of work. We all do for others. We don't just sit there and do for ourselves, you know.
That's what's up. That's definitely what's up. Everybody, in case y'all didn't hear him before, this is Absolute from Globe Gang. You know what I'm saying? Hold your ass on the line, boy. I'm going to make sure that I get some good music on here for you, and I'll definitely bring you back in just a little bit, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right, y'all, that was Absolute out of Globe Gang, and they did just come out with a CD he was just talking about. It's called It's the Gang, Bitch. They be talking about it on Facebook. You know, you could download it. It's what's up. They got a good crew, you know what I'm saying? They're doing big things out here in Minnesota. Like I said, we just trying to find the unity in Minnesota and find a way to bring everybody together. So that's what's up. I see everybody on the line. I see the 612. I see the 404-651-510. Shout-outs to y'all. I see the 111. I don't know where the hell that is, but that's what's up. I think that's Major League Beats, by the way, but we'll get into him in a second. I'm going to go into this next call right here. Let's see if I can get this person on the line. Looks like we about to do a little 612-964. As soon as you hear the unmuted button, come on. You know you live.
Hey, what up, little one? It's Mike L57 checking in.
Oh, Mr. Candy Paint, what's good?
Yeah, what's good, Richard? I just wanted to let you know I voted for you for the Twin Cities Music Awards, so I got you, man. I hope you bring it home.
That's mad love. That's mad love. Y'all, this is Michael57. He got a song on here called Candy Paint, and I swear I'll be singing that shit in the shower. I'll be singing it when I see a nice car roll by, because you know I'm in a busted ass whip.
Right.
But yeah, that's mad love, man.
Inspire you to get a... Fire us to get a whip and do bigger things one day. I ain't even got no whip, so, you know, just a feel-good song for everybody, you know?
Right. And I'm definitely going to play that tonight. It was already on my list of things to play. I'm real glad that you called in. I'm going to get into some of these other callers real quick, but I will put you back on the line. So hold your ass, boy.
All right, for sure.
Like I said, that was Michael57. He doing big things out here, too. Like I said, he's got the song called Candy Paint. I'm going to play that in just a little bit here. We got hella callers. Damn, I feel like motherfucker Obama in this motherfucker. But, yeah, this is my show. My name is Lil One. For everybody that just tuned in, this is Fresh Fridays with Lil One on Next to Blow Radio. If y'all want to talk live with me, make sure y'all dial 718-664-9115 and press that 1 to go live. You ain't got nothing to be scared of. It is Friday. Y'all can talk about whatever the fuck y'all want. Like, as you see, I'm cursing. This ain't that kind of show. This is not Dr. Phil. This is not Maury. We real in this motherfucker. I got 612-245. You are now live on Fresh Fridays with Lil One on Next to Blow Radio. What up?
Yo, man, it's your boy Soda Black, a.k.a. Mrs. Hard Being Black, man. It was good, Lil One. You know I'm Next to Blow, tuning in, you know, fucking with the radio station and all that, bro.
Hey, Soda Black in the building. Everybody, in case y'all didn't know, this boy, you up for Lyricist of the Year, right?
Oh, man, yeah, man. Lyricist of the Year and, no saying, best mixtape, man. Make sure y'all go vote for me, man. Twin Cities Urban Music Awards.com. You know what I'm saying? Lyricist of the Year and Best Mixtape. Also, my group. You know what I'm saying? We nominated for Best Group and Best Record Label. So, you know, OBS is the camp. You know what I'm saying? So the Black is the name.
Hey, everybody know that name, man. You can't think Minnesota without thinking Soda Black, boy. I definitely been voting for you. I've been pulling for you. I've been telling all my fans and friends, make sure y'all vote Soda Black because he got them lyrics. You know what I'm saying? Tell them where they can find you at, bro.
Man, you can find me, man, on Google. Man, you can just Google Soda Black, man. SOTABLAKK. You know what I'm saying? Find me at Twitter, Soda, SOTABLAKK. You know what I'm saying? Well, no, I actually it's Soda_Black. So, you know what I'm saying? Twitter, Soda_Black. You know what I'm saying? Hit me up. You know what I'm saying? I'm everywhere, but I'm trying to get a track played, though, if y'all got time.
All right, cool. What you want to hear?
Man, it's me and my cousin Apples, you know what I'm saying? The name is Apples, A-P-P, L-I-O-S, and shit, you know what I'm saying? The track called Lined Up, man, you know what I'm saying? Like me and him, we just made it a couple of days ago. We just threw it on the switchboard. We trying to get some feedback, you know what I'm saying? So, now I want the people to tell what they think.
I'm looking for it right now as we on the phone. APP, let's see, AFF, that ain't what I want. We still going. Oh, okay. Featuring Soda Black,
yeah.
Lined Up. All right, go ahead and introduce this track, and I'll go ahead and run it.
Yo, hold on, one more thing. Can you turn the track up just a little bit on the switchboard to turn it up just a little bit more? Know what I'm saying? That's what's up, man. It's Fresh Fridays right here with Lil One, man. And it's your boy Soda Black, a.k.a. Mrs. Hard Being Black, man. Y'all finna go ahead and bang that Lined Up. Apple is featuring me. Know what I'm saying? This Minnesota shit.
Yeah, like Soda Black just said, this is Apple is featuring Soda Black. It is called Lined Up. Let's get it. Something, get locked up. Soda Black, I definitely see you, my nigga, liking that track. My dog even talking to my dog like that track. This is Make It Nasty by L.I.L. to the O.E.
Yeah.
Check it out real quick.
Little one.
CP Dub.
Make it nasty. Drop drop, drop it on my shit, make it nasty, make it nasty, make it nasty. Drop, drop it on my shit, make it nasty. Shorty on the pole like damn, make me spend a couple hundred grand. The way she drop it low, I can see how she make it. Gave me a private show, now we both naked. She got me buzzing like a bee,
honey.
She be like, hold on daddy, I'm about to get this money. She got her own cash, she don't ask for nothing from me. Face down, ass up, now she said she love me. I'm in the club lit up like a Christmas tree. Don't be mad that the kid got the bitch with me. 5 minutes in the bathroom, gotta switch the scene. She wanna go from the minor to the major league. Make it nasty, make it nasty. Drop, drop it on my shit, make it nasty, make it nasty, make it nasty. Drop, drop it on my shit, make it nasty. First two, she wanna go stupid, make a nigga fall in love in the club, Cupid. Don't be shy now, ma, I love the way you do it. Now clap, 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 throw it back to my music. The rock boys got it flowing out the bottle. Niggas to my left, to my right, a couple models. Love the way she getting low, love the way she wobble. If you ain't making nasty, then we got the problem. Every day, all day, no, I'm getting it. Work hard, play hard, it's mine, and I'm spending it. Girls are like girls, hell yeah, for my benefit. Now go ahead, girl, make it nasty for the hell of it. Make it nasty, make it nasty. Drop, drop it on my shit, make it nasty. Make it nasty, make it nasty. Drop, drop it on my shit, make it nasty.
Video dropping next week, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, and that's all I got to say about that, you know what I'm saying? This is Fresh Fridays with Extra Blow Radio, you know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all call me 718-664-9115 to go live with me, L-I-L to the O-N-E, every day, actually every Friday, what am I talking about? But right now, I'm about to play some LG Double I, Say It Twice, bitch. And then I'm going to bring Mr. Swagnificent Sims himself on the line to do a live radio interview with him. So everybody that's on the line, I see you. Stay on the line, the 404, the 612, the 651, the 678. I see all y'all. Make sure y'all stay on the line. We about to say it twice, bitch. You know what I'm saying? This is Mr. Sims, Lil One. And I believe Maniac the Menace is on this one. I'm going to have to get him on the line to make sure that I'm right with that. I ain't heard in a while. I ain't even going to lie to nobody. But, yeah, this is LG Double I with Say It Twice on Fresh Fridays next to Blow Radio with me, L-I-L to the O-N-E, repping the STP each and every Friday. You know it goes down. I wish this would play. I pressed the play button 2 times, and I told it. I said it twice. I'm going to have to say it 3 times in this motherfucker. It's really trying to be there. You go. LG Double I, Say It Twice. Live on Fresh Fridays.
They call me Swag. Yes, nigga, a true G. Bust up so hard, I'm a lyrical MVP. Adam West, this my word for you in the face. Just to show you should to be battling in the front of place. Now who I'm out there wanna see me, not you me. Cause you niggas soft ass little PP. You niggas need a hobby, stay the fuck out my movement. And I do this shit hard, so I got that to prove it. LG Double I, Say It Twice, bitch. Fucking with my camp will get you disappeared, big bitch. Have your ass, I rage in with just one wish. Keep running your gum, I have you swimming with the fish. Have your Nicholas Cage, have you going 60 seconds. You thought it was a cat, did you see the big ass laughing? So we can get it together, sing a mean me, or turn your nose up at me when you see me.
LG double I, Say It Twice. 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 Say It Twice. LG, I'm getting it. They ain't going well till we get the models popping. 2 hours later, man, these bitches be going topless. You don't understand cause I speak money, you speaking nonsense. Hey, and I'm Stevie Wonder to your comments. Gotta pay the cost to be the boss, nigga, with your deposit. All black, everything, nigga, looking demonic. Where are all my girls that like girls? Let's be honest. My name is Maniac and I love Brooklyn. I'm looking for the twins and these fine. If we can do what you want for the night, will I be here in the morning? Well, I can't make no promise.
Real quick, Swag, I see you on the line, so hold your ass on the line. I'm about to bring you on here. Yeah, my name is Lil One. How y'all doing? It's Fresh Fridays. 404-274. You are now live on Fresh Fridays with Lil One on Next to Blow. Who is this and where you from?
Hey, this is Reese, right in Florida, but I'm in GA right now.
All right, what's good with you on this Fresh Friday?
I really don't got too much of nothing going on. I just want to call in to see if I could request a song.
Of course you can. Sounding like that, you can request whatever the hell you want.
I wanted to request Son of My Haters by Reese featuring Young Successful.
Let me write this down. You said Reese featuring Young Successful?
Yep. Son of My Haters.
Okay. Shout out my haters. All right, we're definitely going to get into that.
Not shout on my haters, but stunt on my haters.
Oh, stunt on my, see, I be smoking too much. My bad. All right, stunt on my haters. All right, and baby girl, what you say your name was?
My name is Reese, R-E-E-S-E.
Oh, okay, so you on this song, huh?
Yes, it's my song, written by me.
Oh, shit, niggas didn't know the girls was taking over the game, though. We about to play that straight up. Hey, that's what's good. All right, yeah, let me get into this interview with my boy, Swagnificent Sims, and as soon as that's over, your song will be the first song I'm going to put in the rotation. All right, baby girl?
All right, that's what's up.
All right, hold your ass on the line. That's what's up. You know only on Fresh Fridays with Lil One, you're going to find the girls coming out, taking their gloves off, ready to fight with the niggas. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. Thank you for calling in, Reese. You know I see you out here stunting on your haters. Whatever you doing, you know what I'm saying? Swagged out. Getting it. She ride around, she getting it. Hey, look, my dog even getting it. He liked that song, you know what I'm saying? He can't help it. But let's get into another caller real quick. Let's see who we got. It's looking like 612-990. You are now live on Fresh Fridays with Lil One on Next to Blow Radio. Who is this and where you from?
Hey, what's happening? I'm from my mama, just don't tell my daddy, you know what I mean?
Hey, what they call you, though?
Nah, this your boy, Trouble T, man, just hoping to build the show of love, man. You know what it is.
Oh, yeah, Trouble T in the building. This boy, Cole, too. I heard that track that you sent over to me, man.
Hey, man, which one?
It was, let me check my inbox right now so I don't steer you wrong right here. It
still
was.
Still got swag?
Yep, still got swag.
Yeah, man, you know, shit, man, we working to get a name out this motherfucker, you know what I mean?
Definitely. Tell the people where they can find you at. We got over 30 listeners right now.
Hey, man, you can find me up on Twitter at TroubleT104. You can find me up on Reverb Nation, The Takeovers. You can find me up on Facebook, Trouble T on the Grind. And she, you know what I mean? Or you can just Google Trouble T104. She, everything about me going to pop up, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I definitely feel that. Thank you for calling in, Trouble. You got any requests besides your song that you know I'm going to play?
Hey, yeah, most definitely I want to hear that, man. Hey, man, what's up with the remix to that? Make it nasty, man. What's happening?
Hey, we can do that. I also got a Trying to Function by E-40 remix coming out, too. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people want to hop on that. I'm doing a whole remixes mixtape. So, I mean, any song that you can think of that you like right now that's hot, like I'm working on the Swimming Pools by Kendrick Lamar remix, too.
Yeah.
It's going to be super hot.
Yeah.
So yeah, me, hey, y'all heard it first on Fresh Fridays. Lil One and Trouble T about to link up and do a Make It Nasty Part Deuce, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, bring some of that sudden swag with it, you know what I mean? I tell my nigga Swag, I said, what's happening too, man? Mr. Swagnificent, man, I fuck with that boy too, man. That's my nigga.
Yeah, he definitely cool people. I'm about to bring him on the line now for this little interview. So hold your ass on the line, Trouble T. I'm going to get into Swag right now, and I'll bring you back in so you can say hi to him yourself.
That's what's happening.
All right, everybody, just in case y'all didn't hear him, that is the man, Trouble T. You know what I'm saying? He got big things to take over coming soon. You know what I'm saying? Y'all better look out for that. It's 2013. Everybody on their shit. You know what I'm saying? There ain't no time for slackers. Ain't no time for jackets. And ain't no time for no whack shit. This is Fresh Fridays. You know what I'm saying? Damn, I just came out my body out that. I got excited. It's 2013, y'all. Y'all didn't know. But Mr. Swagnificent Sims, I need to bring him on the line, you know what I'm saying? Get my little interview done with Mr. LG Double I himself, Mr. St. Paul, you know what I'm saying? Doing things. He on the grind. He out here doing big things. LG Double I is the label, and they've been grinding. So let me get Mr. Swag on the line real quick and see what he on. If the switchboard going to let me do so. Swag.
What's good?
Hey, there he is himself. Introduce yourself.
Is it okay to get on the show, man? Because you just went outside your body real fast, like 13 seconds.
I'm back. I came back. I bounced back like a rubber band.
Man, shout out to Man Trouble T, man. I got a joint with him myself, man, called Shut This Bitch Down. It's on my Mr. LG Dove Live, The Chronicles, Volume Ace, the mixtape. So I did my feature with my boy. Shout out to Trouble T, man. Ever since I've been fucking with the boy, he's been fucking with me. He ain't never stirred me wrong. He always kept his word. Real shit. That's a real ass nigga. Real shit.
Yeah. So what's good with LG Double I for 2013, Mr. Swagnificent Sims?
Oh, man, we finna take the fuck off, man. We done hooked up with Indie Artist Circle Management. You know, shout out to my boss, Lady Williams. You know what I'm saying? I done brought my whole camp in, man. We about to go ahead and take over. I got to give shout out to MMDP, you know what I'm saying, because they down with the IAC. Motherfucker, my boy, Kimo Beats. I got to, you know what I'm saying, shout out my boy. Mastermind, you know what I'm saying. I got to shout her out, you know what I'm saying. Oh, we just for the motherfucker just take the fuck off. We got a couple of tours set up. We got a tour, a 7-day tour coming up in March with God Body ENT. Shout out to Blaze. Shout out to Faino. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Gripper DNT, motherfucker Screwface. If anybody ain't seen my statuses lately, but Three-Headed Monsters, affiliates, that's what my people are. That's what we are. You know what I'm saying? And but like, just like Hustle Up, we came up with a couple more labels together, and we about to go ahead and try to motherfucker move the fuck off. We got a tour in June. We got a month tour in June coming up. We got two trips to Mankato, one on the 19th, and hopefully one on the 23rd. I'm doing shuttles, man, for Diamante's Charter Lines. That's my second business, you know what I'm saying? So if you need that party bus rental, you need that event, you need a mobile event, you need tours, anything like that, come fuck with me, $300 a day. You can't beat that. So, you know, come fuck with me. I'll go ahead and get that together. Before the end of the show, I'll go ahead and get the number out. So
yeah.
We got a lot of things taking off. In the next couple of weeks, we just expanded to St. Cloud. So now we got LG Double I St. Cloud. So we're just basically just trying to make moves and try to keep it steady, then, you know, not getting caught up in all the hype and the bullshit that everybody has been trying to start over the last motherfucking few months as far as Minnesota music comes. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's a lot of stuff that a lot of people need to start going back and start going back to the blueprint and start, you know what I'm saying, seeing how what made us start is the way we did, instead of us going and say, okay, well, that crab shit, that shit, when the motherfucker said that shit and I heard that shit, I'm like, are you really fucking serious? You know what I'm saying? We definitely ain't no gut snipes up here. You know what I'm saying? It's a whole bunch of talent up here, man. All we got to do is get together, man. As long as you don't have one person cutting out the next person, I think we can get somewhere. So.
Right. And, yeah, everybody, this is Mr. Swagnificent Sims from LGII. Everybody that's just tuning in now, make sure y'all call 718-664-9115 so y'all can hear this interview live. You know what I'm saying? Press 1 to go live with Swag. I do got a couple more questions for you, though. And anybody else that didn't know, LGII is where I got my start. I got nothing but love for this group. They've been through hell and back in the past year, and they still making it. They still got nominated. They're still doing their thing. Swag's been down and out, but he got back up, you know what I'm saying? And everybody that don't know him personally like I do, I got mad love for this nigga, you know what I'm saying? Once y'all get to know him, he's definitely a person that you will not forget and a person that will not let you down. And another thing I want to say is you'd rather be on his team than against his team because I seen the nigga's dark side too, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, my next question for you was where do you find your inspiration to continuously write bangers? Like, the music that I've heard on your mixtape and what you've come out with recently, everything has heart in it. Everything, you can tell that even if someone cuts your head off, you still be able to rap because it's from your heart. Like, where do you get that from?
Well, first, you got to go ahead and shout out Fatboy because Fatboy, you remember Fatboy started with me and Fatboy took a vacay. You know what I'm saying? Everybody don't know who Fatboy is. That was my hype man for a while. If you don't know who Fatboy is, he's on bangers like Hustle. You know what I'm saying? So, man, he was just sitting there one day, and he was like, man, you're not hungry no more. And I sat there, and I thought about it. He was like, you're not hungry no more. And I thought about it, and I was like, okay, I got to go ahead and change up everything. Then, you know, my pops died, you know, and I got a brand new, I cut my hair, you know, I got a brand new lease on life, you know what I'm saying? I wake up happy every morning now because, you know, I know my dad would want me to do that. So my inspiration came to the point where I know that I know where I can go with the music. Okay. I know what I can do with the music. And that's my inspiration. I got a camp. My camp is my family. You know what I'm saying? That's my inspiration. That's my support system right there. Anything, man, you done got, like you said, we done been through hell and back. It's been many a times I could have shut LGII down, and I never did. You know what I'm saying? Because I've seen so many people with their dedication to this camp. Why would I quit? I got all that support. Why would I just back off? I got all that support. So now I got to come harder. So now when it came with Mr. LGII, the Chronicles, Volume 8, the mixtape, I had to put my feelings in there. I got hungry again. You know what I'm saying? Even though I was eating, I still got hungry a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? So it got to the point where everything that I was feeling, everything that was going on around me, instead of me trying to take that out on other people or have arguments with other people, I started putting that shit into the music. You know what I'm saying? And once I started putting it to the music, it started giving me my release. So, but I ain't done yet. So, this is, like I said, 2013. I got two other mixtapes coming out this year. I got Mr. LGII Off Parole, because if a lot of people don't know, if you listen to my song, I have no problem telling the motherfucker I went to prison for 12 years. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I've been out for about almost 6 years now. April, I get off parole, so I got to have a mixtape. And only people that's going to be on that mixtape are Screwface, Faino, Big Mo, you know what I'm saying? People that's done been where I've been to, where I've been at, you know what I'm saying? And then feel where I came from. And then that's what that mixtape's going to be about. And then I'm going to go ahead and drop the volume Dose sometime probably August or September.
Okay.
You know, like I say, it got to the point where I got comfortable, you know what I'm saying? And you can tell when you get real comfortable into your shit, even though everybody else is banging your shit like, oh, yeah, that shit's cool. But you still in the back of your head like, no, I could have came harder than that. You know what I'm saying? And that's where I am now, man. So everything I come out with now is going to go harder and harder. So
that's
the only way to go is up, man.
Man, I can't go down. You know how? No way.
You already been there. You been there, done that. You coming back from that right now?
Well, most definitely. I ain't got a choice. Like I say, one thing that I do, you already know, with my team, we all promote. So I got to promote from February 13th to the 18th, we will be going to Houston for the NBA All-Star Weekend. You know what I'm saying? So we got $250 ahead for your seat. You know, you're spending money, and I'm going to try to find us some telly down there with a voucher so we can all kick it or whatnot. But being that it's NBA's All-Star Weekend, you already know all the telly's going to be already packed. So
right.
I'm going to get everybody down there, and, you know, once we get down there, we do what we got to do, 5-day trip. You know what I'm saying? You leave on the 13th, come back on the 18th. You need your ticket. Your deadline is January 31st. I got tickets if you need them. So it's a good way to network. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can take your music down there with you. You can network. You know, you're in the NBA All-Star Weekend. Everybody down there. Get down there, start making your moves. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to try to do that at least once a year with my bus company. I'm going to do that at least once a year to have us go to some major event somewhere in the United States. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather go somewhere else to be known, because when I first started, Sick was the guy I talked to. And he told me, you got to be known in your own city before you're known anywhere else. I'm known here now. So now it's time for me to take off and go somewhere else.
I definitely feel that. Yeah, man, I can't even believe it's already 2013. Y'all definitely came a long way. Like I've been telling everybody, and everybody that's listening, in case y'all just tuned in, this is the owner of LGII himself, Mr. Swagnificent Sims, on the line. We interviewing him. He doing big things, talking about his charter lines and going on trips here and there and doing this and that, and he linking up with everybody. Like, he out here right now, y'all. He definitely out here. Make sure y'all voting for him, too. TwinCityUrbanMusicAwards.com.
Grinder of the Year, St. Paul MVP of the Year. We got Miss Kito. Her name's Crystal Chapin. She's up for Promoter of the Year. And trust me, everybody I've seen, I think she's one of the best promoters I've seen by far so far. You know what I'm saying? You see her name everywhere. You know what
I'm saying? Right. She promotes her ass off. She promotes for everybody in y'all group, including, like, Lady Williams and Mastermind and all them other people. Like, she definitely gets it in. I definitely got mad respect for Crystal. And on top of that, in real life, she a cool-ass person. She ain't no stuck-up promoter like some of the promoters you meet. Nah, she just a normal person like everybody else.
Most definitely. And I got to shout out my photographer, man, Lens Photography. You know what I'm saying? She's up for the awards also. She for Photographer of the Year. She doing real good in the ranks. You know what I'm saying? So make sure y'all vote for Lens Photography also. You know, it really ain't even about the even getting the awards. You know, it's just the fact that you get nominated because people see what you're doing. You know,
right?
That's what it is for me. It's the respect for the fact that people notice what you do and they help you out. You know what I'm saying? Even if I do get into the top eight, even if my people get into the top eight, as long as we know that we got there. Last year we was there. This year we'll be here.
Right.
And I see next year we're gonna be there too. You know what I'm saying? So it gets to that point, man, where it ain't really about the awards. It's really the fact that, you know what I'm saying, we're getting known. Everybody's actually seeing what we're doing. Even if we win or not, we're still there.
Yes, sir. And that's how I look at it, too. Like, last year, I wasn't even nominated. People didn't even know who I was. And this year, to be blessed with three of my own nominations and one with two other really great artists, like, I already won, dude. Like, I'm going to go to the award show and hopefully we'll win something. But, I mean, to me, I already won.
Mm-hmm. And the crazy part about that, I may not be able to make the awards because I'm going to be on tour. So I'm going to have somebody go stand in for me. So, it's like I say, I got so much going on right now, man. I got to go to the bathroom just to sleep. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? Like I put my post up yesterday, man. Hustlers don't sleep, we nap. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, and that's the way it goes, man. When you're into this shit, man, you're napping. You know, you go to sleep with more hustle on your mind. You wake up with hustle on your mind. You know what I'm saying? Man, I'm so happy that I'm doing everything legit now. I ain't got to pick up drugs no more. I ain't got to sit up there and run the motherfuckers' houses no more because I'm doing everything legit now. I'm proud of that. You know what I'm saying?
I feel that. And people are proud of you too, man. Like I said, for the people that don't know you on a personal level, like me and say Mastermind and Miss Cato and all the other people and Lynn's, like how we know you, you have come a long way, dude. And like many people are proud of you and many people wish you the best in your future endeavors and music. And we hope that you'll stay out of retirement as long as Snoop do.
Well, hell, I'm trying. I'm a hope, man. I'm not done, man. I still got a whole lot of, you know, you always keep something in your chest. Everybody keeps something on their chest, even if it's good or bad, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, you know, like one thing that helped me out through, you know, saying my dad passed and everything is the fact that the music was there, you know what I'm saying? And I use that as my crutch, my stepping stone.
Sorry, man, got the dogs barking and shit.
Right. Go ahead, the real shit is I use that as my stepping stone, and I came out, you know what I'm saying, and it came with more feeling. And now that I came with more feeling, I like the way I'm coming off right now. So, you know, one of my goals really for the label this year really is just to collab with a couple of people, you know, that I ain't collab with, you know what I'm saying? I know Sippy, I've been told to get did a song with Sippy's on. I know shout out to C-Boss ENT, man, most definitely. I put the Ben did a song with him, and I know he yesterday I told him about it, he's like, yeah, whatever. He looked like he was about to hang up on me because I put the Ben did it with him. But this year I want to start doing some collabs with people that I ain't done collabs with. You know what I'm saying? I want to bring out people that's, you know, that's been behind the scenes, that's been rapping and got good talent, but on the same page, they ain't doing nothing with it. You know what I'm saying? Because they don't get them opportunities. One thing about LGII, I do give you opportunity, but I do give you opportunity to fuck yourself. You know what I'm saying? So, and that's what a lot of people did when they got to fucking with us, you know. Like you said, we had a lot of hardships a lot of times. A lot of people fucked themselves, you know, and there's a lot of people had disagreements. You know, we didn't agree on some things. A lot of people don't understand that when you with something, you have a boss. There's no ifs, ands, and buts about that. Even if your boss really ain't your boss, you still have a boss. So you have to respect the game. If you can't respect the game, then you need to move around.
I definitely feel that.
So when it came to the point, you already know, everybody know me as Boss Man. Everybody in my camp do.
And yep, I still call you that. What you mean?
So, you know, it gets to that point where a lot of people gets to labels and whatnot, and they want their independence. You know what I'm saying? You can't be independent and join a label and then say, okay, I want to do my own thing. You know what I'm saying? You can't do that right out the gate and then be mad when you don't get the response that you're supposed to get. You know, I ain't got no problem booting the person. I ain't got no problem booting somebody out real fast. Have a good day. You know what I'm saying?
Right, like so, on to the next one.
Right, you know, like I say, it got to the point where I'm back where my beginning is, you know. I think one of the things I did, man, that I shouldn't have done is actually hired on more artists than I could hold, you know what I'm saying? And it went back down, man, to being just me and Fatboy, you know. A lot of other people, you know, ain't really doing what they're supposed to do, but it is what it is. But on the same page, LGII doesn't stop because when we started, it was just me and Fatboy. So if they got to bring it back down to just being me and Fatboy, then I'm just going to bring it back down to being me and Fatboy, and it is what it is. Oh, and yeah. Like I say, I got one other person. Like I say, a few with dedication. I got to shout out Whiteout. I got to shout out Whiteout. That's my boy Brandon. He's up north, you know what I'm saying? Look out for his album coming out real soon. We call the man Whiteout. His album called Minnesota Blizzard. So we about to get it in, man. He about 20, but the man do what he do. He the only person I know to come 3 hours away just to come to a studio when he got studios in his own town. You know what I'm saying? He come down to the city to record. You know what I'm saying? That shows dedication. If some people in the same city came and get here by the bus. You know what I'm saying? This man drives an hour and a half just to get in the booth. Why not show the man love? You know? So, like I said, I'm doing everything this year, man. Like I said, I never broke a promise to any person on my label. Never broke a promise to no one. And I promised last year that we was going to put our name on the map. I did that. this year, I told my camp, we're leaving Minnesota and we're going to hit the road. We're doing that. You know what I'm saying? So that's where we are now. We're about to hit the road. We're about to go try to go somewhere else and get everything popping somewhere else. So
I definitely feel that. And, yeah, man, Whiteout be snapping. I heard a couple things from him off of your stuff that you've been doing, and I see some pictures of him, man. He definitely don't look like he would rap like that, so you have a really, really good advantage having,
you know,
having him on the squad.
And you know the crazy part about it, a lot of people get mad at the fact that, you know, he says a lot of things. Like, he has a line that says, crazy white boy sniffing crazy white snow, okay? A lot of people's like, well, we can't fuck with him like that because this is what he do. Okay, but you listen to other motherfuckers, that motherfuckers too, they know us all the fucking time. You know what I'm saying? You talk to motherfuckers that motherfucking fucking Bali all goddamn day. So don't get mad at the white boy, because the white boy say what the white boy do. And the crazy part about it, everything that he rapping about, I done witnessed the man do it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I done watched the man work. That man do a lot more dirt than a little bit, but that man's on his paper. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I give much respect. A lot of people look at him like he's a joke or something. He really ain't a joke. Everything he's talking about, he actually do. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
and that's
right.
What makes me respect, man. You know? So like I say, way out, you know what I'm saying, Minnesota Blizzard, you know what I'm saying? It might come out probably about April or so. You know, and like I say, we got a lot of things fell behind because of, you know, the holidays and everything. But we about to make it happen, man.
Nah, I feel that. Tell everybody where they can find you at before I play. What song am I going to play? Matter of fact, I think I'm going to play Symptoms by you once we're done. So after you're done with your shouting out, make sure that you shout out that song too.
Oh, most definitely. Before you got to tell you where y'all can find me, I got to shout out a couple of people, man. Shout out Gripper DNT, Grindhard Productions, C-Ball CNT. Shout out Glue them, man. Shout out 5310 MMDP, 21st Street ENT, Soda Fucking Free. I gotta always shout my people out. Shout out the Notes, man, the Angel Work, man. Y'all doing y'all thing, man. Little one, you on a motherfucking team, man, that you can go far with, man. So make sure you go ahead and do what you gotta do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shout out Team Little One. You know what I'm saying? Most definitely, we always been fucking with you. We always gonna continue fucking with you. Not even on the business, we gonna fuck with you on the personal. You know what I'm saying? And Fat Boy just yelled out from the other room, man, you need to come lay that verse of that No Panties remix. We waiting on you. Yeah,
hey, and
no
tell Fat Boy it's Team Wendy's.
Hey. Team Wendy's, baby, that's what we do, man. Come on through and get a frosty.
But
you know, say, like I say, I got a whole bunch of people to shout out, man, but we'll be here all night. But you can find me on Rebirth Nation, / Let's Get It In Entertainment. You can find me on Facebook, / Let's Get It In Entertainment. You can find me on Facebook, Mr. Let's Get It In, you know, with the / in there. Go get that album, man, from datpiff.com, man. Mr. LG Double Live, The Chronicles, Volume Ace, The Mixtape. Go ahead and grab that. We've been getting good reviews on that also. So, man, you can find me everywhere. SoundCloud, you know what I'm saying? Let's Get It In Entertainment. You know, you can find me everywhere. And I got to go ahead and give a shout-out to Madism, you know what I'm saying? Give a shout-out to my boy Maniac the Menace, you know what I'm saying? Those are my motherfucking boys, man. Man, my boy brought the beat over. Like, man, let's go ahead and kill the Z40 beat, man. So we go on ahead, man. We had to go ahead and come up with Symptoms.
Yeah, and that was Mr. Swagnificent Sims himself, the owner of LGII, Say It Twice, Bitch. And we just did a live interview on him. So if y'all missed that, then y'all sleep. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all call in 718-664-9115 and press 1 to go live with me. I see all the rest of the callers still on the line. Please don't hang up. 870-612-404 to 612. I see y'all out there. Right now, I'm about to get into this LGII Symptoms, you know what I'm saying? Like he said, shout-outs to Madism and shout-outs to Maniac the Menace. You know what I'm saying? They are the other two that make up this song. This is Fresh Fridays with Lil One on Next to Blow Radio. We do this each and every Friday, you know what I'm saying? 8 to 10 p.m., 9 to 11 Eastern Standard Time. Let's get into this track, Symptoms. Let's go.
LGII.
Say it twice, bitch.
Bitch.
My nigga Maniac the Menace.
Maniac the motherfucking Menace.
Welcome to the camp, baby.
Yep, here I go. Good to be home.
Hey, Symptoms. Maniac, tell them what you do,
man. My swag is fantastic, my drove was elaborate.
library. My main bitch is in peace, but so damn dramatic. Wanna argue, but fight, then break up to make up. You fucking right, cause any individual got ass, you fucking right. And baby, I tell you my secret, locks are listed tight. She back it up and wanna see what that be like. Push that we blowing, got us on dodo. Came in her hair and told Shawty to let her show low. If I ain't fucking with you, we ain't even taking photos. LG double IV, the label, smoke spot the logo. Logo. Yeah. She looking for a hubby, well, Shawty, that's no no. One night stand, but she ain't a hodo. Get her to the room, she bouncing on it like a pogo. Quote unquote, she don't usually do this, but she a photo. She said, fuck a yellow light, go green, hit the turbo. Licking grape jelly off her titties, purple nurple. Higher than suspender straps, so that little nigga Urkel. You chase around grenades, I got that bitch running circles. All while I'm getting paid, barber chair sitting, texting the next victim. Real nigga Ivan, and he are
yup. Real recognize yourself as you a real liar, but just a fantasizer, a reality despiser. Headbuster, slang name for a overpricer. No waste your precious time being an overanalyzer. Either put up or shut up, man up or nut up. Just sabotage your behavior, be bundled without a rubber. I smoke, I don't eat. When I drink, I don't cheat. Off of being legitimate and going in. If real killers don't speak it, a real man won't touch a hate. For goons, straight war stories, you slap they bitch crazy. Down for whatever, dirty jobs might grow. Give a promiscuous girl to wipe pushy might hoe. Love so many different women, can't for help but keep it pimpin'. People rock bottom, hitting, scheming and lickin'. Plotting on chips without return trips to prison. She said she wanna kiss it, but she don't need kissing. Shut down them emotions, about to go on a mission. Shitting and teeth gritted, these are the simples. Simple,
baby. Uh-huh. Maniac. Mad Israel. Mm-hmm. And I'm the swag. Me and we get it. LG double I said twice, bitch. We get it in our camp, cause you know we dropping here. My eyes so low, looking like a fire. What? High in the crowd, son, till my time is fire. Yes, I said the rhythm and the dope, see a symptom. Hanging hard in the pain, like 50s on a system. Yes, they say I'm maniac when I'm going mad. Don't get the game, but up, you get body back to coat that. I ain't running, I'm a beast in these streets. Whatever's from the heat to the words on these beats. Yeah. No matter, I got a cure for your sickness. And I can tell you how you are in this bitch. Yeah. Yeah. It ain't a hobby.
Yeah. This is Fresh Fridays with Lil One on Next to Blow Radio. You know what I'm saying? That was Mr. Swagnificent Sims, Madism, and Maniac the Menace. The song is called Symptoms. You know what I'm saying? I like that joint. I like that. That's hot. Well, I'm about to get into some more calls real quick. I'm chilling with Hollywood and Juicy. You know what I'm saying? We doing this live, Fresh Fridays. We in here blowing, getting it in. 870-949. You are now live with Lil One. Who is this and where you from? Oh, shout out to Blog Talk for not pulling them in. Hold on. I got this. 870, I see you for real. I press your number twice. Say it twice, bitch. Yeah. But, yeah, until y'all come on the line, I'm about to tell y'all where you can find me at, facebook.com/LI.
What's good?
There you go. There you go. Who is this and where you from?
Hey, this your boy, Biggs.
Oh, shit. What's up, boy?
What's happening?
Not a whole lot. You know, we just chilling on this Fresh Friday. What you got going on tonight?
Of course. Hey, you already know how big do it. Big, of course. We just chilling, you know what I'm saying? Just got finished eating that Big Boy Futuristic meal.
You know,
we on cloud nine still, you know, and we chilling right now. You know, it's Friday night, you know, I'm chilling. You know, I got a show tomorrow, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just like, you know, kicking back, relaxing.
That's what's up. Tell the listeners where they can find you at.
Check this out. You can find me on Twitter at SB, that's capital S, capital B, capital D, DDASEXBEAST. That's SB the Sex Beast. You feel me? And, you know, you can find me on Facebook at JBiggs, you know what I'm saying, Briggs, you know what I'm saying? I'm on Facebook. Look me up. Like I said, you know, it's all good. Politicking and networking is the key. If you ain't talking about money, you ain't having no discussion. I'm making beats. I'm doing R&B features. I'm doing rap features. You know what I'm saying? What it is. Like, holler at me. You know what I'm saying? Holler at me.
Yeah, definitely. Did you have anything that you wanted to request tonight?
Man, yeah. I mean, I know y'all supposed to be having some J-Bigs over there on that list. I know, because I done sent Miss Queen some work, you know what I'm saying?
J-Bigs. Let me check while I got you on the line. Let's
see.
I'm going up the J's. Let's see. J-Dirty, Jazz. No, we ain't got you on here. You know what? Matter of
Hold
fact,
up.
Make sure that you send it to me, because I'll make sure that
What's
it gets
up?
On the switchboard.
What's up? Well, I tell you what, then. You need to shoot me. You need to let me know what the email is. I'm finna shoot it to you right now. We need to get some J-Bigs on the air, man. Like, real G shit. You feel me?
No, I already know. Hey, I'm not tripping.
Like, we got to get some J-Bigs on the air. You feel me?
Oh,
like,
never mind. I didn't know it was J-A-Y. I thought it was J-Dot. I got you. I got outed in you. And I got bomb. Which one you want to hear?
Hey, man, play that bomb for him, you know what I'm saying? Just because, you know what I'm saying, I'm in a good mood right now. I feel like jigging, you know what I'm saying? I feel like it's Friday. Everybody, thank God it's Friday. Everybody trying to get it in tonight. I hope so. If you ain't, you lame. I'm sorry. Sorry. You know what I'm saying? It's Friday.
Yeah.
Let's get
I'm definitely
it.
Gonna
you know
get into that, Jay. I'm gonna take a couple more calls here, and then as Jay said, that's gonna be Jay Biggs. The song's gonna be called Bomb. You know what I'm saying? We live,
hey,
Fresh Friday.
Hey, little one.
What up?
Hey, little one. Check this.
Uh-oh. I don't know what happened. He got cut off. I'm going to bring you right back on the line, Jay Biggs. Hold on 1 second. Switchboard is trying to act like it don't know what the hell a radio show look like. So let me get back into you real quick, and we'll get back to business here. I'm about to bring Jay Biggs back in the building. J-A-Y-B-I-G-G-Z. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Blog Talk Radio for never working when I needed to. That's what's up, 2013 swag. But Jay Biggs, I'm trying to bring you back in on the line. Start talking whenever you can. And we're going to get
Biggs.
Into that. There you
it's
go.
It's your boy Biggs. It's your boy Biggs. Check this out. Little one, I need you to do me a favor. I need you to go ahead and kick me that email because I'm finna kick you some more shit. You know what I'm saying? I got a couple new tracks that y'all need to go ahead and play. You feel me?
All right, I got you. Grab a piece of paper and a pen. I'm about to tell all the listeners where they can submit their music to real quick. Look, he got up, too. You heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know,
he said,
Yeah, I hit the, hit the future.
Hey.
Tell me, that's how it is. You know what I'm saying? That's how it is. And if they didn't know, like I said, from Arkansas, we still hogging. We don't care if you like pork or not.
Hell no, nah, you snapped on that. You ready for it?
Let's go.
All right, it is N-I-K-K-I.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
C-H-I-L.
Yeah.
K-O.
Yeah.
200.
200.
Yep, like 200.
200.
At yahoo.com. And make sure when you submit to me, Jay Biggs, that you put like a little autobiography of yourself, like where you come from and stuff, so that when I do play your music, I can definitely make sure to give you a big, fast shout-out.
That's what's up. You know, I got you. I'm going to make sure everything A1 and 1,000 legit. You feel me? Like I said,
yeah, I got
it's a blow. That's the bloke, you know what I'm saying? They do so much for us, you know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to do my best for y'all.
I feel you. I'm about to play this song right now. Keep your ass on the line, Jay Biggs.
Already.
All right, y'all. As I said, that's Jay Biggs. We about to get into this song called Bomb. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Next to Blow Radio. This is Fresh Fridays with Lil One, L-I-L to the O-N-E, straight out the STP. We do this each and every Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 to 11 Eastern Standard Time. You know how we get it done. And it's only on Fridays. So if you want to hear me, you're going to tune in on motherfucking Friday. Fresh Friday. What up? Jay Biggs, Bomb, coming right up as soon as it'll play. And I'm going to sit here while y'all listen to this, and I'm going to get lifted my motherfucking self. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Swag for coming on the line tonight. Still waiting for Peanut, the artist, to call in and do his interview. I don't know where he at, but hopefully he calls in soon, you know what I'm saying, so that we can get that done. Shout out to everybody that's nominated for awards for the Twin City Urban Music Awards. And, yeah, do y'all thing. Make sure y'all promoting. Make sure y'all holding it down. Like I said, it's 2013. We can only go up from here. There ain't no going down. That's 2012 shit. But, Jay, it looks like it ain't trying to play your track right here. I'm going to try it one more time. They keep trying to play it and to stop it. So, and we live, so you know I can't just not play no music. I'm going to, there it goes. This is Jay Big Bomb. Fresh Friday, next to Blow Radio.
You already know what it is, you know what I'm saying? Black mobbing, flyboy NT, BMF beat, that's the team, Universal, what it do? Hey, 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 bum. Say, what the deal? I heard you got the bomb. Say, is that how you dumb? Well, can I have some? That cooler box the bomb, that's the word on the wind. So I'm feeling like one, cause I'm going new. Lay down on your stomach and back that thing up. And I'ma beat that thing down until I feel like that's enough. Yeah. Your man don't like it, oh well, that's tough. Cause girl, you got that bomb and I just can't get enough. Girl, you got that bomb. That bing, bang, bow. That super duper good. That is that make you clown. It's like you try to cuff up and you just can't get enough of. That is that how you done. Yeah, I'm talking about the bomb. Straight feet, so I wouldn't mind running in you, cause I know you got that good, and I'ma beat that thing down like that other nigga should. Yeah, real G, this I ain't never coming fast, I'ma make that bum detonate a real wet blast, and every time I hit it like it's my last, maybe wanna play officer and handcuff that. Girl, you got that bomb, that bing, bang, bow, that super duper good, that is that make you clown, it's like you try to cuff up and you just can't get enough of, that is that how you done, yeah, I'm talking about the bomb, got that bomb, bomb.
People is talking about on Fresh Fridays, you know what I'm saying? I see everybody, by the way, the 870, the 404, the 612, the 651, and now we on the 952-688. I know this is my boy Hollywood. Say what up to the people.
What's good?
This is your boy Hollywood, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Rafiki himself. Mr. I'm going to jump out my body and beat the shit out of you.
Rafiki,
you don't want to mess
with
all day, every day.
All right, I called him for one reason. We changing Fridays to motherfucking Rude Fridays, all right? I ain't got time to play with you. I'm going to tell you what it is. That last time wasn't doing it for me. But at any rate, I want to hear Stupid Hall by Nikki, because, you know, that's my joint. And I want to introduce the world to Juicy.
No.
All right, so I'm going to throw her on the line.
No. Hi, Juicy is in the building, everybody. This is the homegirl. This is Hollywood's best friend, his right hand. What's up, Juicy?
Hey.
She going to act like she all shy and shit, but y'all know nothing about her.
Get on my
list. Am I supposed to say something else?
Oh, see, look, am I supposed to say something else? Look, she getting cut off. They getting cut off. This is Fresh Fridays, you know what I'm saying? We getting too goofy. And y'all can still hear her because she obviously sitting right next to my motherfucking ass right now. But, yeah, this is Fresh Fridays. That's how we do it. And Hollywood requested Nicki Minaj. So, you know, I'm going to play it because I know everybody know one or two or a handful or a baker's dozen of Stupid Hoes. So we're going to play Stupid Ho for the people. This is Fresh Fridays with Lil One playing all the hottest local U.S. and mainstream music every Friday on Next to Blow Radio, 8 to 10 p.m. Central Time, 9 to 11 Eastern Standard. You know what I'm saying? It goes down. So, yeah. I'm going to try to bring her in real quick. I'm trying to find that stunting on my haters song, and I can't find it.
You hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, what's up, Lil Wayne? How you doing?
What up?
What's up? You a super hoe. Hey, that's my shit, though. Like,
all right, hold on, hold on. Girl, I know you got to be more specific with who you calling a stupid hoe.
No, not you. That's my shit. I really don't care for Nicki. I swear, I tell everybody I have a love-hate relationship with Nicki. Like, I hate to love her and love to hate her. But I like
right.
that part, though.
That song goes super ham. Hollywood know how to pick them for sure. But yeah, where is that song at, man? I really want to play that.
You can type in T H E. I have it under like Teresa Reese Williams.
You said T H E. Like T as in Tom.
Yeah, T as in Tom. H E.
Let me find it.
Why you
find it? I was looking under her name and I couldn't find it. So I was trying to found that shit.
Okay. And if you can get another she requested, I want to get a different request in by Exclusive Marae. It's called Letter to Ava Marie.
Okay.
You can just type in Exclusive,
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, shout out to Lil Wayne. I see you doing your thing over there.
Queen T, shout outs to you for putting me on this motherfucker, because I make him go ham in this bitch.
That's what's up. Well, I've been tuning the whole show. I've been online listening to it through my computer, but I just had to call in.
You notice the switchboard ain't fucking up tonight? It loved me tonight. I don't know what the fuck.
Hey, shout out to the switchboard.
Shout out to Blog Talk. Yeah. But yeah, I'm about to get into this song right now, matter of fact, because I've been waiting to hear Reese. You know what I'm saying? If I would have known that her government name was on here, I would have been able to find her quicker, because she did just add me on Facebook today. So yeah, we're going to get into that. You got any shout outs or anything? Matter of fact, shout outs to you and your motherfucking radio show with Magassier up for radio show of the year and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Don't keep quiet about that. Don't keep quiet.
Well, you know, of course, Miss Queen T. Magassia show, like Lil Wayne said, is up for best radio show of the year. Started running with KMOJ, but hey, it's cool though. You know what I'm saying? We're in second place right now. We got up to close as we got so far is 9% behind. So definitely appreciate everybody that's been supporting us, and you know what I'm saying? Definitely appreciate that. So, and go vote every day. You know, even for Lil Wayne, too, she's up nominated. Don't forget about yourself.
Don't nominate for Lil Wayne. Don't, what the fuck? Don't vote for Lil Wayne. Who the fuck is that?
Whatever. Oh, but anyways, make sure you guys go vote. If you guys don't know, the website is www.TwinCitiesUrbanMusicAwards.com. Cast your vote. Every vote does count. And shout out to all the nominees, actually. And definitely appreciate all the support that we've been getting from the whole, you know, camp, from the Next to Blow, Soda Free, OBF, you know, because, you know, we got OBF on the team. But shout out to everybody, though. But I'm ready to hear some music, and that's
yep.
that. Shout out to everybody.
Fuck you, me.
Fuck you, me. Fresh Friday's
a
little one.
Fresh Friday's alone.
Hey,
fuck you, me.
Why aren't you at it? You know you might as well play the song of the year, because you know y'all are number one in the race right now.
Man,
so
who are
to
you talking to?
Y'all see,
I bring her on the show, and then she take over the show. And you know
I'm
her
sorry.
Voice sound better than my voice do. So y'all listening to everything that she say. I bet you if I ask y'all to repeat what I said 5 minutes ago, y'all be like, Queen T, what? She said,
"Well,
what?
I don't mean
yeah.
myself because I don't mean to take over nothing." But shout
nah,
out to
I'm
you.
I'm fucking with
I love
you, man.
You.
I'm fucking with you. Yeah, got mad love for Queen T. You know what I'm saying? See the reason why I got my own show, Fresh Fridays. You know what I'm saying? Fuck you, man. We do this, Soda Free. You know what I'm saying? As requested by her, I'm gonna have to get that exclusive shit up. And then she also wants to hear Boo You Lame on the download. She didn't say she want to hear it. She said she want to hear the song of the year, because we're in first place for that. But, you know, I'm about to play this Reese, stunning on my haters, you know what I'm saying? Shout outs to you, another female artist out here doing her thing. I'm definitely going to have to bring her back in, because I don't know many other female artists, you know what I'm saying? She doing her thing. Stun on my haters. Lil Wayne, Fresh Fridays, Next to Blow Radio.
¶¶
Yeah, yeah. That was Reese, you know what I'm saying? Stun on my haters. That's what's up. I definitely like the mixture of singing and rapping and that, you know what I'm saying? Definitely shout outs to you. Thanks for calling in. As requested by Queen T, since I found Boo You Lame first, since it was like right there, I'm going to play that first. Now, this is my group, Soda Free. It is Ninos G, me, and Chantel Wynn, who's the singer on the chorus. We wrote this song a couple months back, you know what I'm saying? We didn't think it would get as much hype as it did, but it kind of ended up being a summer jam. And now it is up for Song of the Year on the Twin Cities Urban Music Awards. So if y'all could go vote for that, we are number one right now. We're in a pretty good lead, but every vote counts, you know what I'm saying? So right now I'm going to get into that joint up for Song of the Year, like I said. It's called Boo You Lame, Ninos featuring me, Lil One, and Chantel Wynn, Boo You Lame, you know what I'm saying? This is Fresh Fridays with Lil One. Shout out to Blog Talk Radio for never working when I needed to. Shout out to Queen T for requesting this song. Shout out to Reese for the song. And yeah, shout out to Swag for that interview, you know what I'm saying?
BeatPlanet.com. I'm never coming back to you no more, I swear. Boo, you lame. I'm never coming back to you no more, I swear. Boo, you lame. I'm never coming back to you no more, I swear. Boo, you lame. You won't change the same thing. I swear you lame. Bye, boo, you lame.
Damn, she hit you with one of those. She must have. I caught her walking out the beauty store. Hair wrapped up, sweatpants, a beauty though. I strolled up on it like sexy, you beautiful. But that's something that you should know. Let me tell you where you should go. On a date with me, and I ain't talking to the movies though. I'm talking about a nice flight, champagne nightlife. Yeah, I see a gift in my eyesight. So I'm like, shit, it's whatever. We can do whatever. And fuck your boyfriend, baby, I can get it wetter. I'm sitting on leather, blowing on loud. We ain't seeing nothing but the clouds. No, don't look down, trust me, you don't wanna see the crowd. It ain't nothing but haters all around. I can have you back home the next night. It can never be wrong if it feels right. Now tell me what you gon' tell them.
I'm never coming back to you no more.
Around the world, I can show you how I live. Why you trying to laugh when I ain't trying to kid? I'm grown independent and I'm known to handle biz. So come and kick it with me, shawty. First in VIP, then we hit the at the party. Sipping on this Hennessy, got me feeling naughty. You got me in a trance with the way you move your body. You need to leave that lame alone. Send him a text like I ain't coming home. Turn your ring on while he's blowing up your phone. Too much shots of Patron, so you know just what I'm on. Penthouse, sweet top flow for the two of us. Flower petals, candles lit by the pool and Lil mama, what's his name? You forgot? I told you he a lame and I'm taking his spot, so tell him.
I'm never coming back to you no more.
She was mad when she hit my phone, talking about what you don't do. I'm like, fuck that, fuck him too. Keep talking about him, it's gonna make me not wanna talk to you. Baby, you that deal, don't let that nigga tell you different. He said it was something wrong with you, well, I must have missed it. Your body is twisted, your thoughts explicit. I swear I go wherever just to kick it. I'm with it. I'm finding that rip me out to that drove. If you prefer another substance, let me know. And I ain't gon' lie, baby, you the business. If your body was a building, then I'm living in a prison. This is where I'm chilling. Shorty got me caged in. Got my niggas wondering why the hell I spend my days in. Catches at the days in. Even though I got a crib, we just like to fucking swim. My little lover, homie, friend.
I'm never coming back to you no more.
Hey, Lil Mama, can we chill? Hey, that was Boo You Lame by Ninos G. Me, myself, and I, L-I-L to the O-N-E. and Chantel Wynn, you know what I'm saying? That song is up for Song of the Year, so make sure y'all going and voting for that. Getting another caller here. We got 612-226. You are now live on Fresh Fridays with LIL to the ONE. What's up?
What's good? It's Absolute still, man. I'm still fucking with you, little ones. Next floor.
Nah,
radio.
I know who it is. Come on now. You know I gotta label it because I be smoking too much. But we got hella more listeners and hella more callers. So like I promised you on our previous conversation earlier, I want you to give some more shouts out about your group. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to put y'all on like people are trying to bless me and put me on. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. You know this once again. It's Absolute CEO and founder of Glow Gang Entertainment. You know. I mean, showing Lil Wayne some love on Next to Blow Radio, showing love to everybody. Shout out to Swags for the interview. You know, I like to see, you know, artists sit there and, you know, upgrade themselves, you know, not continue to do the same shit. Because, you know, that shit gets old. And, you know, you always got to try to do things bigger and better.
Right, right.
I definitely got to shout out my team, Glow Gang Entertainment. I got to shout out Hustle Up, man. That's like Hustle Up. You finna see Hustle Up everywhere. So y'all better be prepared. And just so niggas know, mostly everybody that's on Hustle Up is, you know, in the top ranks in the polls right now. So, you know, we doing good so far for this year, for the beginning of the year. So, you know, it'll be a good start for, you know, everybody Hustle Up. You know, some of the people that's in Hustle Up, you know, get those awards this year. Like King Rec, he's in the lead for R&B singer, R&B male singer of the year right now. You know, we got MMDP for, you know, producer of the year. Him and T-Lace is going back-to-back right now. But, you know, I got faith in my nigga. You know, shout out to T-Lace, too, because that nigga got some cold-ass beats. And I fuck with T-Lace. And I really fuck with that damn song, Boo You Lane. That shit bangs. Like, I ain't never heard that shit before, but that shit goes in. Chantel Wynn, cold as hell with them vocals.
She is, man. I swear, man. When Nino's approached me with that song. He already had the chorus and his first verse, and he was like, Lil One, I need you to get on this and put your little, you know, womanizer swagger on it, you know what I'm saying, do your thing. And I was like, man, I don't know, and then we recorded it, and everybody had the same feedback as you, like, that was really the summer joint, you know what I'm saying, so we're really blessed to have a hit like that under Soda Free, and, you know, we're definitely just like you and your group are going to try to make things better for 2013 in Minnesota.
Yeah, right. Oh, yes. And, you know, just so people don't know, you know, Glow Gang T is, you know, in the polls, too, for the Twin Cities Urban Music Awards, too, for Label of the Year and Group of the Year. But, you know, we trying to get those for Hustle Up, you know, so because, you know, anybody at Hustle Up that takes the award this year, we all going on stage together. We all, you know, we all representing.
Wu-Tang.
You can also vote Absolute for, you know, Minneapolis MVP. Right now I'm in sixth place, but you know, and once they get done with the first, you know, the first round, you know, the top eight goes to the next round. So hopefully, you know, I can stay, you know, in that ranking. You know, I can go to the second round. You know, hopefully take it this year. You know, this is my first year being in it, so you know, I really ain't looking forward to. You know, I mean, it'll be nice to win the award, but you know, just to be on there, you know, just to be recognized, because even though people may not know you. You know, they see your name on there, especially if they see you on the top of the charts, they're going to want to find out who you is. So when
exactly.
They sit there, you know, look up your name, whatever rank you in, when they hear your shit, they're going to like your shit. And if they like it, they're going to fuck with you. So, you know, that just brings in more supporters. And, shit, man, you know, and you know, Glow Gang always put out the hottest music, you know, the hottest music. Ain't never not one time out of the 4 years this company been running, ain't not one time has anybody said that our music was whack. You know, not trying to sound arrogant or nothing, but you know, people respect good quality work. You know, shit don't sound distorted. You know, the music that we make is what people can relate to. They know, you know, the same shit that all these industry niggas is talking about. You know, shit. You know, hard times. You know, good times, high times. You know, all type of shit. So you know, niggas, we just put out good music. You know, that's what we like to do. That's definitely what I like to do.
I feel that. Everybody, in case y'all didn't know, that is Absolute with Glow Gang. What's the name of the album that just came out? The Gang, bitch, right?
Yeah, it's The Gang, bitch. The new mixtape just dropped. You can catch it on SoundCloud. You can catch us on SoundCloud, www.soundcloud.com/GlowGangENT. And you can check out the whole mixtape. You can download it. You can like it, share it, whatever you want to do. You can also find the mixtape on www.hotnewhiphop.com also. And, you know, and we just dropped a couple new songs that's not on the mixtape, but they really been booming on Facebook right now since we were promoting it, which is a song called MBK, which stands for My Brother's Keeper. That's with me, Rip City, Jay Meade, and Young Picasso. That song is a banger, you know, so check that out. And I just did this. Called out on going for song with somebody, with this dude named Kells or whatever. You know, it was just some friendly shit. I mean, you know, it is what it is. There ain't no hard feelings against it. You know, dude got salty because he lost, but it's called Pure Blow. Now, don't get it twisted. I'm all about my business and I keep it professional, but, you know, when it comes to, you know, when your name is online, your reputation online, you got to go all the way in. So, you know, I went all the way in on bro. So, you know, if you want to hear that song, it's called Pure Blow. You can catch it on my SoundCloud, which is www.soundcloud.com/absoluteGG. So you can check that out and check out them bars. So, you know, I just have fun with this music shit, man. It's fun, you know.
Right.
I get to make my own music rather than, you know, listening to the same old shit that plays on the radio. I get tired of that.
Yeah, definitely. Well, stay on the line. I got a couple more callers, and then I'm going to play some more music. That is Absolute from Globe Gang, you know what I'm saying? It's the gang, bitch. Check it out on SoundCloud. Hit him up on Facebook. He's a great guy in person and in the rap community, period. Like he said, his group is trying to take it to a new level in 2013, as is everyone else's. And shout out to everybody that's calling in, you know what I'm saying? This is Fresh Fridays with Lil One on Next to Blow Radio. We're about to take another caller here, you know what I'm saying? It is already 9:39. Damn, time flies when you're having fun in this bitch. 612-310. You are now live with Lil One. What up?
What's happening with it? What's happening with it? It's Don Fay. What's good with it?
What's good, man?
Squacking with it with y'all. What's up with
man.
It?
Man. Not a whole lot, you know, just doing this radio show thing, giving the shout-outs for the Twin City Urban Music Awards. You got anybody you want to shout-out tonight?
Shit, let me think, man. Shout-out Next to Blow, man. Shout-out my boy, Shout-out my boy, Don. Shout-out my boy, Skip Grants. Shout-out King Reckless. Shout-out Smooth. Shout-out Glue, the whole Globe Gang. Shout out to Hakeem the Poet. Shout out to Sandman. Shout out to Never Lose. Shout out to Vision. Shout out to God D. Let's see. Shout out to Jake B. What's up with it, folks? Shout out to St. Paul Kings, my homegirl Angel out there. Orderly, what's happening with it? And everybody else who I can't think of who I fuck with in the city already. Capo Graham,
yeah.
Greedy Gonzo, you know what I'm talking about? Goddamn.
You just named off he named off a whole bunch of heavy hitters in case y'all ain't listening, because I even heard
yeah.
an Angel, that girl called, boy.
Yeah, shout out to D. Lee, too. Shout out to D. Lee, shout out to Royal Family, Alio, DJ B. King. B. Dot Croc, you know what I'm talking about? Shout out to the whole team over there, you did?
I got you, yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah,
stay
yeah.
on the line. I'm about to play some music and then I'm going to get into some more callers, all right?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. All
right, this is Fresh Fridays with Lil One. Tay, I did get your text message just in case you was wondering, you know what I'm saying? So I see that you on the line, the 651-347. I will get back into you. You will not get hung up on now that you are in the queue. If y'all don't want to get hung up on, or if y'all want to stay listening after 10 o'clock, make sure y'all call in 718-664-9115 and press that 1 to go live so that you don't get hung up on. You know what I'm saying? We about to play one of my favorite songs to get ready to when I'm about to go out, you know what I'm saying? Kendrick Lamar has been a super big inspiration. This song is called Swimming Pools. Fresh Fridays with Lil One, let's go.
Pull up.
Frank.
Headshot.
Frank.
Sit down.
Frank.
Stand up.
Frank.
Pass out.
Frank.
Wake up.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank.
Fade it.
Right. Now I done grew around some people living their life in bottles. Granddaddy had the golden flask, backstroke every day in Chicago. Some people like the way it feels, some people wanna kill their sorrow. Some people wanna fit in with the popular, that was my problem. I was in a dark room, loud tunes, looking to make a vow. Soon that I'ma get fucked up, filling up my cup. I see the crowd mood changing by the minute, and the record on repeat. Took a sip, then another sip, then somebody said to me, nigga, why you babysitting? Only two or three shots. I'ma show you how to turn it up a notch. First you get a swimming pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. Pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. I wave a few bottles and I watch them all fly. All the girls wanna play, they watch. I got a swimming pool full of liquor and they dive in it. Pool full of liquor, I'ma dive in it.
Hold up.
Frank.
Headshot.
Frank.
Sit down.
Frank.
Stand up.
Frank.
Pass out.
Frank.
Wake up.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank. Okay. Now open your mind up and listen to me, Kendrick. I'm in your conscience. If you do not hear me, then you will be history, Kendrick. I know that you're nauseous right now, and I'm hoping to lead you to victory, Kendrick.
If I take another one down, I'ma drown in some poison, abuse on my limit. I think that I'm feeling the vibes. I see the love in her eyes. I see the feeling of freedom is granted as soon as the damage of vodka arrives. This how you capitalize. This is parental advice. And apparently, I'm over-influenced by what you are doing. I thought I was doing the most, and someone said to me,
nigga, why you babysitting? Only two or three shots. I'ma show you how to turn it up a notch. First you get a swimming pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. Pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. I wave a few bottles and I watch them all fly. All the girls wanna play, they watch. I got a swimming pool full of liquor and they dive in it. Pool full of liquor, I'ma dive in it.
Hold up.
Frank.
Headshot.
Frank.
Sit down.
Frank.
Stand up.
Frank.
Pass out.
Frank.
Wake up.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank.
Now I'm about to play Exclusive Murray featuring Kennedy Barber, Letter to Ava Marie, as request by Miss Queen T. You know what I'm saying? This is Fresh Fridays next to Blow Radio.
You mean so much to me. My letter to
Eva Marie. Girl, you're my every.
You're my snow to my winter, rain to my spring, shine to my summer, leaves to my fall on child support, cause they want me to fail, but you're the reason I prevail. I know that give them hell, dead or in jail, they said I was gonna be, but we gonna be alright as long as God got me, and you won't have to want for nothing, as long as I breathe whatever you need, that will achieve it. You can be whatever, always believe it. Never stop on any goal, you can reach it. You can reach it. I love how you say,
I love you.
And the way you give me kisses, you're so cute. Remember this, I will always be here, no matter what your mama tell you. I love you. Sincerely, Dad.
My letter to Eva Marie, you mean so much to me. My letter to Eva Marie, girl, you're my everything. My letter to Eva Marie, you mean so much to me. My letter to Eva Marie, girl, you're my everything.
This is my letter to my first child. I made this song cause I won't always be around. This is my letter to my first child. I made this song to lift you up when you down. This is my letter to my first child. I made this song cause I won't always be around. This is my letter to my first child. I made this song to lift you up when you down.
My letter to Eva Marie, you mean so much to me. My letter to Eva Marie, girl, you're my everything. My letter to Eva Marie, you mean so much to me. My letter to Eva Marie, girl, you're my everything.
Yeah. Exclusive Mary, man, that's all deep, man. That's what's up, got me all through my feelings and shit. That's what's up. I like that, man. I definitely gonna have to run that back. Thank you, Queen T, for requesting that song. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to get into this caller real quick and then get back into the music. Oh, yeah, I got to talk to Tay, too, but you know what I'm saying? 314-397, you are now live on Fresh Fridays with me, L-I-L to the O-N-E. Who is this and where are you from? Oh, shout out to Black Talk again. Hold on, I'm trying to get you on the line right now. Let's try this again. 314-397, what up?
Yo, yo, what it do? This is Marcus from St. Louis.
Hey, what up? You can find me in St. Louis.
What it do, little one?
Shit. This my Marcus, huh?
Yeah, bro, what it do?
Yeah, I knew that. Hey, everybody that don't know this man, not only is he Dad of the Year and swagged out and all that,
That's right.
His car stays swagged out. His bank account stays swagged out. You don't find a brother like that. Marcus, what up?
Chillin'. I'm finna head down to the caboose right now to watch Dose perform. Everybody need to go ahead and get down there. Yeah, he going
about
10:30.
Everybody that don't know who Dose is, man, this dude is a lyrical genius. So if everybody ain't got plans for tonight and y'all in Minnesota, make sure y'all head down to the caboose. From what Marcus says, he going to go on about 10:30. Dose, I don't know if you're listening. Miles, any of y'all, if y'all listening, I wish I could be there, but I'm just finding out right now, you know what I'm saying? Damn, that sucks, man. I want to be there.
Yo. I got to tell you, that Making Nasty remix, though, that go hard. You did that on that one. That go hard. That's my cut.
Yeah, that's the stuff. I'm glad you like that. I can't wait to drop the video, man. It's about to be insane. Like
every time you post something, I'm looking to see if it's a real video. I want to see the video myself.
It's going to be out in about a week, you know what I'm saying? He's just doing final editing and everything like that, and then he's just got to let me see, and then it's out.
All right, for sure, for sure. Well, I'm going to have to get at y'all, though. Keep doing the hard work. Keep grinding.
All right, for sure. Everybody, that is all my right. Homeboy, Marcus. We go way back, you know what I'm saying, back to the car show days, back when we was riding and doing our thing, you know what I'm saying? We met up back then, and he's been a good friend ever since. So thank you to Marcus for calling in tonight. You know what I'm saying? That's definitely what's up. You know what I'm saying? That's super what's up. I'm about to do a little commercial real quick, you know, for swag. So hold on. Let me clear my throat, make sure I get all the words right. Diamante's Charter Lines, 651-347-3773. Plan your next event. You know what I'm saying? If y'all need a party bus, if y'all need to get in there, if y'all don't know what's up, make sure you're hitting up Mr. Swagnificent Sims, Mr. LG Double I Say It Twice, bitch, himself. Like I said, it is Diamante's Charter Lines, 651-347-3733 to plan your next event. They doing big things. They out here. And, yeah, that was my first commercial on Fresh Fridays next to Blow, you know what I'm saying? I'm about to bring him in real quick. 651-347. What up?
Hello, dear.
How did I do on my commercial?
Hi, little one.
I'm
very proud of you.
Oh, damn. What up?
So hey. I was going to call request my favorite girl.
LG double I say it twice.
Selector.
You know what? I was looking for that song too, and it is not up here yet. So tell Swag to send it to my email so I can put it on here. And then you can hear it as many times as you want.
As many times. Okay. Ooh, ice cream.
As many times. But you know what you should do, Crystal?
Yes, dear.
You should introduce my Make It Nasty remix real quick.
All righty. Here's Little One with the Make It Nasty remix. You ain't gonna wake me up.
Hey, that was Swag's daughter in the background, Camila. I see you. I definitely see you. I hear you. You know, I got mad love for you. You're definitely a good fan of mine. Swag, shout outs to you. Crystal, shout outs to you. Let's make it nasty one time for the fans. Yeah. Little one.
CP does.
Make it nasty. Make it nasty. Drop it on my shit. Make it nasty. Make it nasty. Make it nasty. Drop it on my shit. Make it nasty. Shorty on the pole like damn.
Shake it.
Make me spend a couple hundred grand. The way she drop it low, I can see how she make it. Gave me a private show. Now we both naked. She got me buzzing like a bee.
Honey.
She be like, hold on, daddy, I'm about to get this money. She got her own cash. She don't ask for nothing from me. Face down, ass up. Now she said she love me. I'm in the club lit up like a Christmas tree. Don't be mad that the kid got the bitch with me. 5 minutes in the bathroom, gotta switch the scene. She wanna go from the minor to the major league. Make it nasty. Make it nasty. Drop it on my shit, make it nasty. Make it nasty, make it nasty. Drop it on my shit, make it nasty. First two, she wanna go stupid. Make a nigga fall in love in the club, Cupid. Don't be shy now, my love, the way you do it. Now clap, 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 throw it back to my music. The rock boys got it flowing out the bottle. Niggas to my left, to my right, a couple models. Love the way she getting low, love the way she wobble. If you ain't making nasty, then we got the problem. Every day, all day, know I'm getting it. Work hard, play hard, it's mine, and I'm spending it. Girls are like, girl, hell yeah, for my benefit. Now go ahead, girl, make it nasty for the hell of it. Make it nasty, make it nasty. Drop it on my shit, make it nasty. Make it nasty, make it nasty. Drop it on my shit, make it nasty.
Yeah, it's the kid,
it's
low,
the kid
one,
low
come on,
come on. That's my shit. Literally, that's my shit. But, yeah. Just shot the video for that song on Saturday, you know what I'm saying? So, we definitely in there. We in there. We in there. We're definitely in there. It was on a party bus. It was crazy. Man, it was so crazy. I can't even tell y'all about it because then I'm going to leak the whole motherfucking video, you know what I'm saying? I can't. My lips are sealed. 651-999. 867-5309. I'm just playing.
You know,
nah.
You,
Mr. LG Double I.
You know what I'm saying? You did really good on your commercial, man. Straight up, man. I was impressed.
You like that Diamante Charter Lines? Say it twice, bitch.
Diamante Charter Lines.
Oh my God. Okay. It's extra exclusive.
Diamante's Charter Line.
We I tried. Pure,
we are as pure as a diamond, is our slogan.
Shine bright like a diamond.
Man, man.
Yeah, y'all gotta make a commercial. Let me be in the background or something.
No shit, man. I just want to let you know I'm proud of you. You know what I'm saying? I remember when I first Buffer came up, man, and offered you a job at LGII, you accepted it. We was at a show. We still got that on camera. You know what I'm saying? I watched you progress. I watched everything you've been doing. I've been keeping an eye on you. I'm always going to do that. Like I say, I do. I fuck with you from the business to your personal. You see, we show other personal stuff that you do. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what we do, man. We love you. You know what I'm saying? Do what you got to do, man. We proud of you. And everything that you're doing, let's just let you know, man, LGII is watching. So
yeah,
keep doing what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Your shows, you're doing a lot more than a lot of people are with these shows, man. You know, you showing love to where you're from. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to just let you know like this. When you do that swimming pool song, I need a verse.
Yeah.
There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. I need a verse. Otherwise, it's on.
He said we about to fight. Nah, you on there though? That's oh man, I can't wait to do that song. It's gonna be super exclusive.
And to keep it real, everybody in my career would tell you, man. Every day I listen to that song at least once a day. I have to at least once a day.
So yeah, I love that song, man.
I got it's just something about it, man. I just listen to it once a day, so I got to get on that track with you. So the real shit, man, the real shit, want to call back in and let you know, man, we proud of you, man. LGII is always going to be a Team Blue 1 fan. You know what I'm saying? Just like Team Blue 1 is always going to be an LGII fan. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
No matter what, we still family, man. We proud of you. Keep doing your thing.
Yeah, that was Mr. LGII himself, you know what I'm saying? And thank you so much for calling in and doing an interview with me. You know, that means a lot to me with this up-and-coming radio station. You know what I'm saying? We out here doing things. Shout-outs to St. Paul. Shout-outs to the East, the West, the North, and the South, and the globe. You know what I'm saying? We taking over. We next to blow. That's why we next to blow radio. You know what I'm saying? With that said, I'm going to leave y'all with Shots in the Air by Minnesota Fresh. And King Nino's to get y'all Friday started off correctly. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all taking shots for me because you know I got to be up early in the a.m. and I ain't going to be taking no shots. So, yeah, this is Fresh Fridays with Lil One next to Blow Radio. Y'all have a good night. Peace.
Oh, my AI.
Bottle after bottle, weed and model, billionaire. I swear, no need to be strapped, but put your shot up in the air, yeah. Up in the air, air, I'm drinking, I got a bad bitch that ain't blinking. I'm like, damn, bitch, what you thinking? Took me in the bathroom and got kinky. Okay, Jose, you done did it again. Me and a bad bitch in a few of a friend. Some blue tattoo, glass bone, in a bun or two. I'm like, text me, Miss Becky. She was like, nigga, my name is Amanda. Oh, I propose. Ain't nobody told you to drop your drawers and lock your jaws and sit there willing, just waiting till the motherfucking shots lick on. Bottle after bottle, weed and model. You know, I swear, no need to be strapped, but put your shots up in the air. Pretty sure she
robbed in the streets. They took my phone and money. Now all I have is defeat. You can't take that from me. Fuck this. Fuck that. Fuck you. Fuck my life.
Tonight I was walking the streets. They took my phone and money.